Welcome to Torah Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenhaft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet, Perek Chaf Zayin. There are only 9 verses in chapter 27, and they describe the reign of Yotam, son of Uzziyahu, king of Malchut Yehuda. He was a righteous king, and maybe now Malchut Yehuda has a chance of getting back on track. Yotam was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Yerusha, daughter of Tzadok. We learned in the last chapter that although Uzziyahu lived for 15 years after being stricken with leprosy, Yotam did not formally assume the throne during his father's lifetime. Consequently, Divrei Hayamim attributes to Yotam a reign of 16 years, counting only the years that followed Uzziyahu's death. Pasuk Bet, verse 2, describes Yotam's religious level. Vayas hayashar b'enei Hashem, k'chol asher asa Uzziyahu aviv, rak lo ba'el hechal Hashem, ve'od ha'am mashchitim. He did what was pleasing to God, just as his father Uzziyahu had done, but he did not enter the temple of God. However, the people still acted corruptly. Rashi explains the qualifying phrase, k'chol asher asa Uzziyahu aviv, just as his father Uzziyahu did, the same way he explained the phrase in the previous chapter. Yotam did good like his father's good deeds, but did not make the mistakes that Uzziyahu did. What does it mean that he did not enter the sanctuary of Hashem? And how does it connect to the people acting corruptly? There are two different ways to explain this. The first approach is of the Malbim. Yotam walked in his father's footsteps, but did not walk into the inner parts of the temple that were forbidden to him. He made no attempt to sacrifice incense in the temple as Uzziyahu had done. Although Yotam was righteous, the people did not follow his example and continued to use private altars. Radak understands the pasuk differently. Yotam refused to ever enter the temple because of the catastrophe which happened to his father there. And so he only brought sacrifices on bamot, private altars, and as a result, the people continued to use bamot themselves. In verses 3 to 4, we are told about Yotam's building exploits. He continued Uzziyahu's work on infrastructure, security, and the fortification of the borders. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively on the wall of the Ophel, a fortified and raised structure. He built new cities in various places across the highlands of Yehuda, and in the woodlands, he built fortresses and towers for protection and to serve as lookout points. In verse 5, we learn that Yotam waged war with the king of the children of Ammon and prevailed over them. Why did he fight this battle? The Malbim explains, based on what we learned in chapter 26, how the Ammonites paid a tribute to Uzziyahu. If Yotam fought against them, this implies that at one point they rebelled and refused to send their due. Yotam then forcefully subdued them once more and placed a levy upon them in that year to make up for the tribute that they had not paid during the time of their rebellion, as well as exacting a fine from them for another 2 years. Then we read in verse 6, V'yitchazek Yotam ki hechin drachav lifnei Hashem Elokav. Yotam became mighty because he went his way consistently before Hashem his God. In contrast to his father, who liked immediate gratification, Yotam walked firmly along the paths of the Torah. Yotam was an entirely virtuous king, and the rabbis in the Gemara speak very highly of him. V'amar Chizkiah, amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yachol ani liftor kol ha'olam kulo min adin, miyom shenivreti adata, ve'ilmale Eliezer b'ni imi, miyom shenivra ha'olam v'ad achshav, ve'ilmale Yotam ben Uzziyahu imanu, miyom shenivra ha'olam ad sofo. Chizkiah said that Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I can save the entire world from judgment for sins committed from the day I was created until now. And if Eliezer, my son, were with me, then we would absolve the world from judgment for sins committed from the day the world was created until now. And if the righteous King Yotam ben Uzziyahu were with us, then we would absolve the world from judgment for sins committed from the day that the world was created until its end. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is stating in the Gemara that the righteousness of these three men serves as a counterbalance to all the evil deeds committed throughout the generations, and it validates the ongoing existence of the world. This is related to a famous Agada about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son and their time in the cave. Their suffering there was sufficient to protect the whole world from its sins. Also, their Torah learning was great enough to save the whole world from the consequences of their lack of dedication to the Torah. Here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai adds in Yotam, son of Uzziah, whose merit is even greater than his or his son's. What made Yotam so special? Rashi believes that it was his extreme modesty displayed during the years of his regency when he ruled while his father was alive. The Chidushi Halachot suggests that Yotam was free of recorded sin, unlike every other king of Yehuda. However, we must remember what we read in verse 2. Although Yotam himself did not sin, he failed to protest the people's continued worship at the Bamot. This perspective can be seen in the Midrash in Shmot Rabbah. Halevona b'rishon shel Nisan matchalet lahair, v'chol shehi halechet mi'ira ad chamisha asar yamim, v'disko shela mitzmaleh, u'michamisha asar ad shloshim or shela chaser, b'shloshim einan yir'eit. On the first of Nisan, the moon begins to shine, and it gradually increases its light until the 15th day, and its orb becomes full. From 15 until 30 days, its light wanes, and on the 30th, it is not seen. Kach Yisrael, 15 dor min Avraham v'ad Shlomo. Avraham hitzchil ha'ir, ba Yitzchak avhu he'ir, uba Yaakov v'hosif or, v'charkach Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David, Kevan, Shabash, Shlomo, Nitzmales, Diska, Shalavana. So Israel, for 15 generations from Avram until Shlomo, Avram began to give light, Isaac came and he also gave light, Jacob came and added light, and then Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzron, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David. When Shlomo came, the orb of the moon became full. Umisham hitchilu hamelachim pochatin vehochin. Uven Shlomo Rechavam, uven Rechavam Avia, uvno Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Achazyahu, Yoash, Amatsyahu, Uzziah, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiah, Menashe, Amon, Yoshiyahu, Yehoyakim, Kivan, Shabbat, Sidkiyahu, and from there the kings began diminishing. The son of Solomon was Rechavam, the son of Rechavam Aviah, his son Asa, Yehoshaphat, Yehoram, Achaziah, Yoash, Amatsyahu, Uzziah, Yotam, Chizkiah, Menashe, Amon, Yoshiyahu, Yehoyakim. When Sidkiyahu came, as it is written, he blinded the eyes of Sidkiyahu. The light of the moon was lacking. B'chol otana shanim, afal pi shehayu Yisrael chot'in, hayu ha'avot mitzpalalin alein, v'osim shalom ben Yisrael l'makom. V'ad matai hayu ha'avot mitzpalalim alein, ad she'avad Sidkiyahu et einav, v'charev Beit HaMikdash. All those years, even though Israel was sinning, the patriarchs were praying for them and making peace between Israel and the omnipresent. Until when were the patriarchs praying for them? Until Sidkiyahu lost his eyes and the temple was destroyed. Israel's monarchy is analogous to a waxing and waning moon. From the peak attained in Shlomo's reign, there was a steady decline, which culminated 15 generations later with the destruction of the temple. Notice how the Gemara lists each king by name. Even kings who were pious are listed, which implies that somehow they played a role in the downward spiral of Malchut Yehuda. The Kli Yakar in Parshat Re'eh wrote that the Torah speaks about the tremendous responsibilities incumbent on every individual. The Gemara in Kedushin says that each person should look at the world as if there's an equal balance of merits and sins, so that if he does just one mitzvah, he would tilt the balance of his own personal judgment and the judgment of the entire world to the positive. Therefore, each individual should see that his own individual actions will impact the entire world. I think this offers an important lesson for us. While we must devote ourselves to walking in Hashem's ways, observing the mitzvot and upholding the Torah, we also bear responsibility to positively influence those around us and help elevate the world we live in. The chapter closes with Yotam passing away, being buried in the city of David, and his son Achaz succeeding him. This shiur is dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivat Zion left an indelible mark on her many students.